This goes to Dr. Shankaraya, S-H-A-N-K-A-R-I-A-H, fax 989-779-5251. And Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, fax 989-956-9165. And Dr. Brett, B, like boy, R-E-T-T, Wanamaker, it's W-A, N like November, A, M like Mary, A-K-E-R, fax 0280. So the phone was that's a fax, 734-539-0280. Regarding James, last name is spelled W-O-J-C-I-E-C-H-O-W-S-K-I. Date of birth is 3/11/1947. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for James, who is a 76-year-old male who was referred for elevated creatinine levels, which were noted actually before his left nephrectomy in April of this year for clear cell carcinoma of the left kidney. And they continued. It looks like 12/27 of 2022, creatinine level was 1.9. There was a follow-up creatinine level that was done 1/26 of 23. That had improved to 1.4. Electrolytes were normal. And then he did have a referral to University of Michigan, and he had the radical left nephrectomy with IVC thrombectomy April 4th of 2023, and the pathology findings were positive for clear cell carcinoma grade 3. The surgeon was Dr. Khaled, K-H-A-L-E-D, Hafez, H-A-F like Frank, E-Z. And he has been doing very well. It's felt that the entire tumor was removed, and there's no evidence of metastasis at this point. The patient is feeling well, and his wife is present with him for this appointment. He does have a history of extensive cardiac and cerebral vascular disorders. He did have a heart attack in 1998 initially, and he's had 4 heart attacks total, also stroke, and he has a known abdominal aortic aneurysm also. He does have a very remote history of kidney stones, and that was more than 20 years ago. He had lithotripsy done to remove those. And since that time, he's taken allopurinol and Baylis. I guess that's B like boy, E-L-I-T-H, to prevent kidney stone recurrence. And he's not had any further kidney stones. Currently, he denies any chest pain or palpitations. He does have some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. He's got some abdominal bloating and gas pains following his radical left nephrectomy. There's a very large incision in the upper abdomen for the surgery. That was necessary to make sure everything was removed, he was told. And he feels it is healing well at this time. He did have an instance of frank hematuria for about 3 days. He had the urine checked, and it looked positive for not only blood, but also nitrates were positive in white blood cells. So he was treated with ciprofloxacin, and the hematuria completely resolved, and he's had no return of that symptom. No edema or claudication symptoms. He does have a history of psoriasis also. That's not causing any plaque or itching at this point. Past medical history, hypertension, coronary artery disease with a history of 4 myocardial infarctions, hyperlipidemia. He has the grade 3 clear cell renal carcinoma that was removed in April of this year. He's had a history of a right middle cerebral artery infarction. He's had the recent UTI with hematuria. That was July 4th of this year, and that is subsequently resolved. He has known benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstructive symptoms, history of seizures after the stroke, a history of kidney stones, psoriasis, and he's mildly hard of hearing. Past surgical history, he had a lithotripsy more than 20 years ago, coronary artery bypass graft with 4 vessels, 12/31 of 2003. He's had many cardiac catheterizations and a total of 8 stents placed. He's had a colonoscopy and the left nephrectomy with IVC thrombectomy April 4th of 2023. Social history, the patient quit smoking after his stroke in 1988, and he has never returned to smoking and does not use electronic cigarettes. He denies alcohol use or illicit drugs use. He's married, and he's a retired bus driver, and he lives with his wife. Family history is significant for heart disease, stroke, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he takes isosorbide 30 milligrams twice a day, Flomax 0.4 milligram 2 daily, Zoloft 100 milligram daily, Ranexa 500 milligram extended release twice a day, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams sublingual as needed for chest pain, metoprolol extended release 25 milligram once daily, Keppra is 500 milligram 2 tablets twice a day, Zetia 10 milligram daily, Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. He reports he did have atrial fib during hospitalization, and that's why he's on the Eliquis. Crestor 40 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily, and allopurinol, 200 milligram daily. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 216 pounds. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60. Pulse is 58. Oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Neck is supple. There are no carotid bruises and no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with the controlled rate of 58. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese. He does have a large incision in the upper aspect of his abdomen that's clean, dry, and appears to have healed well. No CVA tenderness. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Capillary refill is 2+. Sensation is intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent labs were done August 8th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.79, and estimated GFR is 39. Calcium 9.6, sodium is 138, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 23, liver enzymes are normal, the estimated GFR is 39. Hemoglobin 12.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. 7/6/2023, hemoglobin is 11.0, normal white count, normal platelets. Creatinine is 1.73, estimated GFR 40. 7/5/2023, he has 3-plus blood, 3-plus protein, nitrates are positive, urine esterase was positive. There were many red blood cells and white blood cells were visualized also. 5/9/2023, creatinine is 1.7, the GFR is 41, hemoglobin is 10.3. 1/6/2023, before surgery, protein to creatinine ratio mildly elevated at 0.12. Urinalysis negative for blood and 30 plus protein. Hemoglobin was 11.5. Platelets are normal. Creatinine was 1.9, 12/27. 2022 GFR 35. 12/21/2022, creatinine 1.5, GFR 46. Then we did have one 1/26 of 2023 with the creatinine of 1.4. So prior to surgery, the left kidney was probably not working well, if at all. And so after surgery, those levels have remained stable and actually are even slightly better than the one on December 27th, which was 1.9. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, following the radical left nephrectomy, April 4th of 2023, because of, and also secondary to the clear cell renal carcinoma. He does have the significant vascular disease in the coronary arteries and cerebral arteries. No evidence of the that problem in the lower extremities, though he appears to have good circulation in his lower extremities. He also has a known infrarenal fusiform abdominal aortic aneurysm, 3.9 centimeters in size, that is being monitored and watched. We will ask the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He should follow his low-salt, heart-healthy diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP, / Jose Fuente, MD.